this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com, and I really hope this works. I have to make a stop during recording, so hopefully I can just pause it. Last time I tried to just pause it, it worked. Pause it, did what I had to do, came back a little bit later, and it worked. Now, the time before that, I paused it, came back a little bit later, and that's how you got two episodes talking about those 50 best sci-fi films. Or is it 25? I can't remember. I haven't even watched all of the ones that I said I was going to watch. Anyway, if you'd like to send an email, my email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Did I mention that Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network? Well, if I didn't, you can go to deliberatenoise.com for links to all the shows in the network. If you want to leave feedback, so you can email me, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. All right. I have the end of last season for Defiance sort of lost me, you know. It was one of those deals where it was like, you know, I just don't know if I care, you know. Didn't know if I wanted to care, didn't know if I wanted to continue with the show. So I really stopped watching it with two episodes left, because the storyline with Arissa and her cult of personality just was not moving me at all, you know. And the whole EarthGov thing, not EarthGov, I think, well, I forgot what it was even called now. The Earth Republic? The EPUB? The E-Rub? I don't know. Anyway, all I know is that it wasn't moving me. I just, those are like the two big storylines, you know. The Earth government coming into Defiance to take things over, and the what was going on with Arissa and being taken over and the cult and bringing people back from the dead and all that kind of stuff. Those are the two main storylines, and I didn't care about either one. I just didn't. I cared more about the Tars. I cared about that family and what was going on there. Their internal power struggle was pretty fascinating to me. Oh God, the girl, the human girl who was married to Alatar's son. I cannot remember her name. Oh, I cannot remember her name. I liked her trying to find her way in something else. The VC, the Volga, the Voltan, you know, the white-haired people. I can't remember all this shit. I really can't, right? But the Kathistan are the people who look sort of like the softest Klingons ever. You know, that's what no, that's Arissa and her people. I think. I cannot remember these alien race names. I'm driving home and some asshole decides to be an asshole. So, anyway. Yeah. I like the white-haired people. I am a lot better with names than I thought I was, but now that I actually have to say some of them or remember them, I am horrible at it. I'm saying just how horrible I am. But anyway, so I liked the story where she's basically trying to convert to their way of thinking, their way of living, how to be one of this alien race, which is just, you know, just to feel closer to her husband and her husband's family. And I thought that was fascinating because this isn't just a case of, let's just say, somebody, you know, this really is a fucking interracial relationship, you know? This isn't just them deciding, all right, you know, we both, you know, this isn't just converting religions, right? Or, like I said, this is an interracial relationship. It's not just a deal of, hey, we're going to have a different type of diet, you know? And we'll have to deal with getting funny looks and, I don't know, going through a lot of shampoo. Maya, the woman I've been with for 15 years now, she's Caucasian and she uses a lot of shampoo. She goes through a lot of shampoo. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm bald, but, you know. Apparently, Caucasian hair has to be washed, like, every day or every other day or something. And black people, we don't need to do it every day, because then our hair gets brittle. But anyway, so it's beyond those sort of trivial differences. This is, like, a whole different culture. Because it's one thing to think that you're dealing with a different culture, but for the most part, you kind of know what to expect. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's of a different ethnicity, if you're dealing with someone who's of a different nationality, like I said, you sort of know what to expect. But when you're dealing with someone who is completely different physiologically as well as culturally and that kind of stuff, then there's going to be a learning curve. And I like the story of her learning curve. Once again, that's one of the it's actually one of the few things about the season that I liked. And right now, this is where I'm going to experiment with putting on hold. If not, then we'll have to do some editing. Oh, it worked. It worked. Okay. All right. That quite frankly, I didn't think it was going to work. But it worked. Okay, so that was my favorite. That was my favorite part. But I still had like the last two episodes in my DVR. And you know what? I don't even think I've watched them on the DVR. I started watching one of them on the DVR. But then I switched over to Hulu. I watched it on Hulu. Partially on Hulu. Then I went back to the DVR. And the reason I kept switching was because there are times when I was upstairs and I was closer to the DVR. And there are other times when somebody else wanted the TV, so I just went downstairs and watched it on Hulu, or watched it on my phone, or whatever. I can't remember how that went now. Anyway, so I finally watched it, and it seems to me that, and this is something I noticed with the end of the first season of Defiance. The show always seems to get really good during the last 15 minutes of the season finale. Okay, there were so many skippable episodes throughout the season, but once it got to the end where it was like not exactly wrapping things up, but moving certain things along, it got really good. And not only did it get really good, what the hell? I didn't know I could do that. I exited out of the parking lot I was in, and now I'm realizing that there was a back exit, so I could have been further along than I am now. Anyway, and that's how they usually do it, right? The last 15 minutes of the season were really good, and it seemed like, if not these two episodes, well, I should say, if not the entire season, then especially these two episodes were all building up to the last little piece, right? And quite frankly, I was sort of disappointed, you know, because they got rid of one of my favorite characters. And if you haven't seen it, then maybe you should just go ahead and pause and come back later. But they got rid of Tommy. What? All that horn honking isn't necessary. You know, they got rid of Tommy, who was one of my favorite characters on the show. And they got rid of him in a pretty messed up way, you know. It was not nice at all. But I was like, okay, all right, okay. And then, once again, there was they ended with Grant Bowler. Grant Bowler and his daughter. Because that's pretty much how they always end. And there's some sort of big science fiction-y thing that's going on. Okay? No problem. Kind of expected, because he is the star of the show. But I finished it, and I watched the first episode of the new season. So if you haven't watched the first episode of the new season yet, go ahead and pause this and then come back later, right? Because unlike recording, if you're just listening, you can pause it and come back at any time, and you won't lose anything. Okay? Unlike recording. Asshole. So, you have had plenty of time to pause it, right? They started off the new season by introducing not only a few new characters, but an entire new race, which I thought, okay, cool. Because even though they had purple skin, you could tell they were being played by a couple of black actors. I like that. I like seeing more black people, right? Especially since the only other one on the show got killed off in the last episode. But, you know, I liked seeing that. And then they sort of, By the end of the episode, they lost me. They got rid of most of, I can't remember his name now. Rafe McCauley, that whole family. There was Rafe, who had been broken out of prison to help find his daughter. It was the daughter. There was the son who helped kidnap the daughter, and Linda Hamilton as the mother. And Alec Tarr's son and new grandson. Right? So they have a baby on the show. By the end of that episode, half that family was gone. First, they killed off the son. Then they shot up Rafe McCall. He did get a death scene later, but he got shot up. And then the daughter got killed. So it's like, okay. So in the last season, they kill off one of my favorite characters. And at the beginning of this season, they kill off two of my favorite characters. And then when we finally get back, also when we get back to Defiance, you find out that the EarthGov people, and I know that's wrong. I'm almost positive that the EarthGov is Babylon 5. But those people are all gone. You know, so it's like, oh, crap. The guy who played the bad guy in Ghostbusters. Oh, I am horrible with names this afternoon. I cannot remember anybody's name. But he was gone. Stuart Townsend, who was the mayor, he was gone. No reason I remember his name is because he was Night Stalker. The new Night Stalker, the new Kolchak. He was gone. So that means that most of those characters were completely gone, except for Berlin. Berlin, I like her. She's a lot more angry now. The doctor, oh my God, the doctor. She has been so rude and obnoxious throughout the entire series, right? And one of the big purple people, the big purple people, they were sort of like the overlords of all these other races, all of the other alien races. And she starts talking shit. And the male guy, the male purple guy, not his daughter, but the male, because there's two, there's a father and a daughter. He smacks her the way that I kind of was hoping. I don't condone violence towards women, right? But in this character, it's one of those things where no matter how much you don't want to see violence towards women, you really want to see violence towards that woman. And I realize that is a dick thing to say. That is a huge, humongous asshole thing that I just said, but when I saw that, I just thought, God damn, it's about time, you know? Eesh. So, yeah, I feel bad for saying it, I feel bad for thinking it, but what can I say? I'm just out here, I'm just making noise, you know? So it's like, a lot of the characters and a lot of the stories that they spent a lot of time setting up last season, they just got rid of. Like Arissa's cult of, you know, death cult of personality. None of them have shown back up. So they're gone. The EarthGov people are gone. By the end of the season, by the end of season two, most of the people from the, what's it called, a push-pull? The need one. I was close. The need one. Most of them are gone. Alatar's henchmen, they're all gone by the end of the season. So it's like, okay, so you have the core characters left. And then they start killing off the core characters, you know? And it's like, okay. But they have introduced at least three major characters, you know, at least. There may have been some other ones that are going to develop into even bigger roles, but for right now, they're not. There's the two purple people, and there's the Voltan Collective, the white-haired people. There's one who hate. There's a group out there, and I think they probably mentioned them before, who absolutely hate humans, okay? And the guy who plays him is Lee Turgeson, who I know best as, every time I see him as Tobias Beecher from Oz, but he's been in a bunch of other stuff where he's been good guy, where he's been a good guy, he's been a bad guy. If you saw, if you ever watch a TV show, Longmire, which is not science fiction, but Katie Sackhoff was on it. He played this guy who was stalking her, okay? And so they kind of wanted to show him as this bad guy, this crazy guy, this evil guy. And all I can see is Tobias Beecher. If you ever saw Oz, then you know why he's that way, right? Although I will say that towards the end of that series, right, towards the end of Oz, Beecher was not somebody you wanted to mess with. You know, he went in there for drunk driving, and I'm almost positive he killed at least two people while he was in prison. But anyway, doesn't matter. So he is like the in charge of the Voltan Collective, and he's pretty out there, pretty crazy. Stama, I think that's Stama, Jamie Murray. She's now my favorite character because, quite frankly, you do not know what she's going to do next. Right? When they first introduced her, she was, you know, calm and peaceful, and it looked like her husband was. It looked like her husband was just walking all over her, but you could tell that she had something going on, you know, behind those eyes, behind that pretty smile. There was some deviousness going on there. But in season two, she actually stepped to the forefront, and you saw just how dangerous she could be. Now you're seeing that nobody can really know what's going on in her mind, which is good. Not even her husband. She tricked her husband. In fact, I think the only one who did, who probably could know what was going on in her mind, was Rafe's daughter, you know, before she got killed. And I mean right before she got killed. She knew the sacrifice. Oh, man. That, when I say they lost me, I mean they pissed me off. I mean I'm not going to watch because I think I've got like six more episodes a season to watch before I'm caught up. And I just had to talk about, because I watched that season premiere and I was so happy and so mad, you know, so elated and so disgusted all at the same time that I had to talk about it. But in my house, during certain times, you can't. I cannot do a podcast. I just cannot. And yesterday was just one of those days where I could not. That's why I podcast when I'm driving. Right? I know it bugs a lot of people because there's all the ambient noise, and I have to yell sometimes to get my point across. And I yell not because I don't think you can hear me, because that's what, you know, when you're recording something, you know. People can hear you, you know. It's just that with the ambient noise, I feel like I have to speak louder. You know what it's like. Anyway, why am I talking like this? So I just had to talk about it because there was so many good things about that season. The season finale into the season opener, they worked. They pushed all my buttons. But the only thing that I don't know, and I meant to do some kind of research, as in, you know, look it up, is Defiance the game still a thing? Because I know that when it first came, they wanted them to come out at the same time. But since it was just a I shouldn't say just, but since it was a massively multiplayer shoot 'em up, I wasn't interested. I don't play games like that. I don't like playing multiplayer games, period. You know, because it's like with Grand Theft Auto. I'll play the hell out of some Grand Theft Auto, but Grand Theft Auto Online, I played for maybe 5 minutes. I did one race. You know, the intro race where you learn everything. And then as I'm trying to figure out what to do next, I stood there too long and somebody was camping where the noobs spawn and just killed me and the guy standing next to me. 2 seconds. Boom, boom. I was like, all right, I'm done with this shit. I mean, it was just that quick and easy. The last time I actually actively went to play something was Neverwinter Nights. Well, yeah, Neverwinter Nights, where you could make your own dungeons and that kind of stuff. So I would join people's dungeons, just to see if it was any fun. There was, I remember a long time ago, I was playing Diablo 2, or Diablo, I think it was Diablo 2. And, you know, I was playing with a guy in China, and I think somebody was Italian. And it was just the three of us, and we were going through, we were having a lot of fun. There wasn't a whole lot of talk going on. There was a little bit of broken English every now and then. But it was fun, you know? And then the fourth guy joined the group and killed us. He was a griefer. He just came in, killed all of us, and left. And I was like, oh. And that was such a good group. So then I was like, oh, all right, one asshole. So then I did it a second time. I went in like the next day or so, maybe even that weekend. I went in, I started playing Diablo 2, found a group, and a guy came in and just started killing everybody. And I was like, all right, never again, never again. I have not played Diablo 2 multiplayer, not even Diablo 2, period. No, I take that back. I did play Diablo 2 recently, like, you know. Game came out in 1999 or something, 2000 or something. And I just played it again, I want to say 2012, 2013 maybe. But it, you know, it disgusted me. So I don't know if Defiance the game is still going on. I'm curious because they said that events in the, they wanted events in the television show to reflect events that happen in the game. And they made a big deal about the destruction at the end of season 2. And I'm wondering if they showed that, because there's a lot of, you know, purple lights in the sky. So I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Shit. Sorry about that. All right, now I'm out of this stupid car. I don't even know where to start looking up something like that, but I'll figure it out, because I find that whole concept interesting. So just have to see in which direction they decide to take things. So I guess that's it. If you have any comments, or if you know about the game, or if you have any other type of comments you'd like to make, once again, you can email me. My email address is Derek, it's D-E-R-E-K @deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. And I will be back soon with another episode.
problem when it goes deep.